First, there's been a lot of interest in local foods lately, with farm-to-table efforts bringing local produce to stores, to markets, to restaurants, and schools. And there's a new trend that's about as local as it gets. Some Wisconsin farmers are cutting out the middleman and bringing hungry customers right to the farm to experience the food they grow. And a lot of times, the main dish is pizza. Tony Schultz is one of these pizza farmers. He's owner of Stony Acres Farm in Athens, Wisconsin. Tony, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, Tony, I know you're not just a pizza farmer. Can you talk about your farm and the history of Stony Acres a little bit before we get into the pizza farming side of things?
Sure. Stony Acres Farm is a third-generation family farm, you know, homesteaded by my grandfather in the 40s and was a dairy. And then I grew up with it. When my dad took it over as a conventional 50-cow dairy, like so many other farms in the state of Wisconsin, that sort of emblematic on our license plate when it says America's Dairyland. That's us. We had to sell the cows in the late 90s, 98, as part of the ongoing sort of consolidation and dairy crisis and sort of pushing out of family farms in this state because of policy and technology and all of that. But I came back to the farm in 2006, bought it from my parents, and sort of reinvented it as an organic farm with direct marketing as a focus. We went to farmers markets, the Wausau Farmers Market. We started the Wausau Winter Farmers Market. And we did a 150-member CSA, and we're as many as 250 members in that CSA. But about 5 years ago, we were inspired to start doing pizza nights as part of our farm enterprise and our way, a way of bringing food directly to people through our farm and on our farm.
And you credit the couple who runs A to Z Produce and Bakery as starting the farm-to-table pizza trend. Can you talk about how you discovered what they were doing?
Exactly. Robbie Bannon and Ted Fisher are the godmother and godfather of pizza farms. So they're in Pepin County, Wisconsin, and they started it in actually the late 90s. They came from Chicago, and they started baking around hearths and selling pizzas as a way to sort of add value and provide something really delicious from their farm. We got to know them as friends through the Farmers Union, which we're both a part of. And I went over to Robbie and Ted's farm to check it out, and I experienced the pizza night. I had morel and asparagus pizza early in the spring. And we were thinking about building a hearth like they had to have events around, because we have CSA events and farm events, and the hearth is a great thing to cook around as a central gathering point, you know, that's been used for centuries to provide food for communities. And then we sort of grew into what we were doing based on what they were doing. So, yeah, they are the originators of the pizza farm.
Now, talk us through what I'm going to get if I show up at one of your pizza nights.
So when you're coming to a pizza farm, and if you're calling it that, it's a farm first. So 85% of the week, I am moving beef cows around, feeding pigs, mostly weeding and harvesting and planting vegetables. I'm mainly an organic vegetable farmer. But farm first. So you're coming onto a farm. You'll see 13 acres of vegetables, annual and perennial vegetables and fruits. You will see my beef cows grazing. You'll see pigs in the pasture nearby. My hoop houses and greenhouses are full of stuff. And chickens will be meandering through the yard, pecking on things and maybe asking you for some of your crust or something like that. But then you'll see the hearth in the middle of the yard. You'll see my commercial kitchen on the north side with solar generating about 80% of our electricity. And my crew is working up pizzas in the kitchen, and I am cooking them at the hearth. You order. You'll see a standard menu with sausage and cheese from, that's the only thing we don't produce, by the way, is cheese. But we get that from our local creamery.
I was going to say, you make sure the cheese is really local, right?
It's 10 minutes away. It's from my neighbor's farms. Bledsoe's produces the cheese. I do get some specialty cheeses like Blue from Carr Valley, Fresh Mott's from Crave Brothers, some Gouda from Mariki's and Thorpe. So they're from around the state. I bring in some of those specialty cheeses for topping. And then we are hustling up pizzas, and I'm cooking them in a hearth, three hearths now I have, to keep up with demand. and that's about 900 degrees. Then my man Justin hollers out your name and brings you a pizza. You're sitting on the lawn during the sunset in a beautiful pastoral setting in north central Wisconsin, the heart of America's dairyland.
Talking to Tony Schultz from Stony Acres Farm in Athens, Wisconsin, talking about the concept of pizza farming. He hosts one of the state's pizza farms. And part of this, as I understand it, Tony, is about connecting people with the food they eat. Because, you know, my pizza experience is I pick up the phone and pizza magically appears in exchange for, you know, money. Or I open the freezer, unwrap some plastic and throw it in the oven. When you go to the farm where all the stuff is made, it's a different experience, isn't it?
Right, you're sitting in the middle of where the food comes from. So from the base of the pizza all the way to the toppings, it's mainly coming from the farm. I raise the wheat and I grind it into flour 2 days before that we make it into dough, and that becomes the dough. I raise all the sauce. I just came out of the field to sit down for this interview. We were picking aromas that I'm blending into sauce and cooking down in a bunch of Nescos in my commercial kitchen and roasting pans. All of the cheese comes from the most local creamery, and then my toppings are from my fields. And you're getting into late August and September. This is like the best time to eat local in central Wisconsin. You've got all these great summer crops coming on. You've got everything from the spring there, so the solanaceous, the tomatoes, the peppers, eggplants are all there. Then you're starting to get a taste of fall, with some squash coming in from the field and apples coming on. So it's just a great time to eat local. Everything is from the farm. It's super fresh. We harvest in the morning. We prep it in the afternoon. We throw it on a pizza at 4:30. So it's incredibly fresh. It's incredibly local. And it's where your food comes from. It's really a great expression of the outgrowth of the local food movement.
And Tony, when we think new food trend, I think a lot of times people think, oh, what's coming from California? What's coming from New York City or I don't know, Paris or whatever. This is a Wisconsin-grown food trend, isn't it?
Yeah, I tell all my friends on the East Coast and the Left Coast, I say, this is pizza farms are a Midwest thing. You know, take that, Brooklyn. Take that, Portland. Look what we have. And it's Robbie Benn and Ted Fisher started this, and it's really being refined quite nicely, and some of the other pizza farms that have sprung up in Wisconsin and Minnesota. It's not just my goal to be a trendy farm-to-table thing anymore. I want to be a place where you've come and you've had one of the best pizzas that you've ever had. And so I'm really focused on growing good varieties for fresh and having super fresh ingredients. And really this year, I really focused on getting some good, good cheeses to refine my pizzas. I think Car Valley does the best job with blue cheese in the state. I think that I'm doing LeClaire Farms goat cheese on top of my pizzas. And I've got a butcher who is really creative in Merrill, Andy Geis at Geis Meats, who is making me excellent pepperoni and some shaved prosciuttos and Canadian bacons that just make the pizzas, you know, outstanding.
Tony, you're making us hungry here. And word on the street is you and other pizza farmers are making a lot of people hungry. There's been a big response to this, right?
Yeah, when we started Pizza Night, Robbie and Ted were doing like 250 pizzas on their Tuesday nights. And we were doing about 40 or 45. Last summer, we ended up averaging like 350
wow.
pizzas a pizza night. And I had to build a third oven. And this summer, I ended up taking on Saturdays to diffuse some of the demand around it, because there would be 1,500 people standing in my yard in the middle of north central Wisconsin, you know, waiting to get a farm-to-table pizza. So I had to diffuse some of that pressure, and I did a few more pizzas this year, but I spread it out over the course of the weekend. So, yeah, it's become something that's really in demand. So I'm really happy it's successful and received well, and I'm glad people want to know where their food comes from and want to have a local pastoral experience on the farm.
And Tony, as we wrap up, I think people think of farming and this pastoral experience and back to the land. But what I'm hearing from you and a lot of other farmers for that matter is you're entrepreneurs. You're running a business and you're having to be creative in how you bring money in and serve the public. Is that part of what you're doing here?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think of it as another way to capture value. And I don't know if I believed in the phrase value added before Pizza Night, but I definitely believe in it now. I thought it was like salsa, where you went through the process of canning all that salsa and then you sold it, but after you got done with the work, well, if you could have just sold those tomatoes, you probably would have been the same and you wouldn't have had to go through that work. But it Pizza Farm has really allowed me to add value to my farming operation, and it's allowed me to express myself creatively in how I construct a pizza. And I get to use a lot of puns too, like some of my favorite pizzas. The Scapegoat has garlic scapes when they're in season with Chev goat cheese and bacon. Blue Oyster Cult has blue cheese from Carr Valley, oyster mushrooms that I raise, and bacon as well. And then my favorite, and anyone who gets this pun gets a dollar off their pizza, it's all Clover Now, Baby Blue, after the Bob Dylan song. I add fresh Marathon red clover in post, because when I march through my fields, when I move my cows around, I grab those clover buds off and chew on them. There's a little sugar in there, so I sprinkle that on. So I sprinkle that on, it has a little purple flare. And any of the old baby boomers who get that reference to the Bob Dylan song get a dollar off their pizza, too.
Tony, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Come to Pizza on the Farm.
That's Tony Schultz, owner of Stony Acres Farm in Athens, talking about pizza nights on his farm and others around the state. You can find more, by the way, from WisContext. We've got a link on the Central Time Facebook page.